Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. By the way, I think I forgot in the previous segment to remind you that Bill Dunkelberg is going to be with us with the NFIB survey in the next half hour. So be sure to check that out. And Bill's a great guy, been with us a long time. He's going to have some important information for us on the recent Small Business Conditions poll. I want to talk about the unemployment condition in the United States. Someone has called the current period in the economy the mother of all jobless recoveries. You've heard that. You've heard me say this. A jobless recovery happens when the economy repairs itself, when it gets better, when as the economy gets better following a recession, but without a corresponding reduction in the unemployment rate. The economy gets better, but the unemployment doesn't get better. That's a jobless recovery. Jobless recoveries are a relatively new phenomenon. As you've heard me say, this is my seventh recession / recovery to go through, and I don't remember anything like this except for the previous one, the one we had before, and which I'll talk about in a minute. But since we're currently experiencing, two in a row, the first one was, was 01 and 02-03. Is this what we're going to be looking at in the future? Can we expect this to continue to be happening? Well, in the 21st century, there are two kinds of unemployment. Economists would probably call it cyclical. I like to think of it as economic unemployment. And then there's the second one, which is structural unemployment. The first one is as old as the marketplace, and it's the easier one to fix. Economic unemployment, cyclical unemployment, presumes employment will go down as the economy improves. That's what we've seen historically over the millennia. But structural causes of unemployment are more stubborn because they're associated with fundamental changes in the marketplace that create shifts in how companies use human beings. Now, the previous recovery, as I mentioned earlier, from 2001 to 2003, is a perfect example of structural unemployment. Here's why. As the 21st century knowledge economy unfolded, as it emerged, I should say, many 20th century jobs just disappeared. And unlike after the Great Depression, when farmers could easily be converted to factory work, it just takes longer to train a factory worker to make the jump to a cubicle. That's number one. Number two, the second reason why it was a good example, new technology significantly increased the automation of tasks that once required a human being. I have some examples, three examples of how structural unemployment manifests itself. In a conversation I had with a manager of a paper mill recently, within the last very few years, he had just built a paper mill, a brand new one, and I asked him two questions. How many of your plant employees use technology in the direct performance of their job? He answered 100%. And then I said, how many employees work in your plant? And he said, 400. And then he added this, which is half as many employees as I had in the new plant that I built 10 years earlier. Technology had literally allowed him to run that paper mill with half as many employees. My friends, that's structural unemployment. Here's another piece of information that's important to understand structural unemployment. If you think the U.S. owns a franchise on structural unemployment, studies have shown that the country that lost the most manufacturing jobs in the past decade was not the United States, It was China. That's right. And they lost those jobs. They lost the most manufacturing jobs of any other country. Not because of globalization or a recession, but because of automation made possible by new technology. That's structural unemployment, my friends. And here's a third point. Recently, I've been asking you to go to my website and take a poll. Well, recently on our website, we asked you if as you meet growth opportunities, would be your first move to be to hire people or to use automation, to buy technology. 70% of you said you would automate first before you would hire a new employee. If you have the option of automating, of buying technology to perform a task, you would do that first and then hire an employee. My friends, that's structural unemployment. That's what causes structural unemployment. Now, as the economy recovers, small businesses are going to produce most of the new jobs. We know that. That's historic. That's not going to change. But we're not going to do that before we automate. That's what you've already said. And the thing that is important for everybody to understand is it's not our job, small business owners. It's not our job to hire for the sake of reducing unemployment. It's our job to find efficiencies, to operate more profitably, and to take advantage of growth opportunities more efficiently. And as long as the technology is available to us and we can acquire it, that's what we're going to do. So that's the good news for us. The bad news is, and this is the bad news for all of us, the longer it takes to get people back to work because they're not trained or because of other factors that are involved with structural unemployment, the longer the economy is going to take to recover. So this is another reason why I'm telling you, and I'm just being honest with you, this is my take on this, is that we have a marathon recovery in front of us. It's not going to happen quickly. It's going to take some time. It could take years. And it's not my nature to be negative. I'm not being negative. I'm just being honest with you. I'm being candid with you. Just something you got to think about. So we all have to think about this. This is going to take some time. We'll come back. I want to talk about banks. Something that Mike Minzi said yesterday when he gave us a report on the banking situation. I want to comment on something he said and to help you prepare for this. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.